Help! My eyes are glued shut by mascara. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of the snippets where we focus on that all-important first year of sobriety. So whether you're in week one or week 52, pay attention. Actually, even if you haven't started your sobriety yet, it's a good idea to pay attention because we're going to talk about the beautiful, beautiful things you can expect to happen when you go on this journey of self-discovery. I just said a mouthful, so let's slow down a bit here and back up. And what are we talking about today? Well, today I want to talk about cleaning your skin and your teeth before you go to bed. In other words, I want to talk about your nighttime bedtime ritual and how amazing it is when we give up alcohol, we have a choice of what we do before we go to bed. Remember all those days that you just fell into bed exhausted, you've had several drinks, and you wake up in the morning and your eyeballs are glued shut with mascara and your mouth is all dry and your lips are all cracked and you're laying there and you realize, I've got makeup all over my face. I just aged myself 10 years overnight. You didn't moisturize. Right? Remember that? I remember that. I can only imagine what I would look like today if I hadn't done that hundreds of times. So one of the things we really get to look forward to when we stop drinking is cleaning our face before we go to bed and our teeth. But it's more than that, gals. But first of all, that's not a shallow thing to say. There really is something to be said for that because it transfers to our emotional and psychological well-being. I mean, come on. When you wake up in the morning and you realize you didn't take your makeup off and you're not looking after yourself and, you know, we're getting a little bit older and you realize I didn't even remove my makeup last night, which is a very uncomfortable way to sleep. Okay, it might be bad for the skin, but it's worse for your soul, isn't it? It's worse for how you feel about yourself. It's worse for your self-esteem, your self-love. It's not good when we know we don't look after ourselves. And so I would hope that once you stop drinking, you start doing your routine in the evenings. In other words, taking off your makeup and doing that nice, rich, beautiful moisturizer that you bought. And whatever your skincare routine is, it's a beautiful thing to do, not just for the skin, but for you. But let's talk about the 1 hour before bed. So, of course, we definitely want to remove the makeup, clean the teeth. But what else, gals? Let me ask you something. Do you bring your device to bed? Come on. Do you? Be honest. Do you? Now, okay, I hear you. I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, I have to because it's my alarm. It's my alarm, Becca. I need my phone beside my bed because it's my alarm. Okay, is that the only reason? So what you're saying then is that you just set it there and you don't look at it. You just set it there so that it'll wake you up in the morning? Come on. Come on, be honest. Gals, screen time before bed totally disrupts your sleep. So this is like the equivalent of sleeping with your makeup on. We want to clean the skin. We want to clean the teeth. But what about your mind before you go to sleep? Today, I want to convince you to stop scrolling before bed. Not just scrolling. Stop screening before bed. Do you have a television in your bedroom? Like, oh my God, get rid of it. Please. Enough already. A television in your bedroom. That is such a bad idea. I know a lot of people do it. A lot of people do it. Okay, fine. Then all I can say is don't watch it before bed. But then if you're not watching it before bed, what's it there for? Are you laying in there in the middle of the day watching? No. All right. Listen, gals, let's talk about this. Let's talk about what happens to us when we are exposed to screen time, whether it's a television, a computer, a phone, whatever, before bed. And let's talk about how this is just the same in terms of how it makes us feel about ourselves as going to bed every night with all your makeup on. So, gals, I got a long list of reasons not to use any screen in the last hour before bed. And, you know, I could just list these off, but that's kind of boring. So I'm just going to talk about some of them. Like, well, first of all, melatonin production is actually suppressed by the blue light from your phone and your television and your computer. So we've all heard of the blue light, right? We even buy glasses that help with blue light. But blue light from phones, TVs, computers suppresses melatonin. We all know what melatonin does. In fact, we buy it at our health food store and pop some melatonin when we can't sleep. Well, this hormone, of course, occurs naturally in the body, but it's suppressed by that blue light. Interesting, eh? Also, without screen stimulation, your brain enters deeper sleep stages more easily, which supports memory and emotional regulation and next day energy. So you're going to have deeper, more restorative sleep without screen stimulation in that last hour. Not only that, but you're going to have fall asleep faster because the brain winds down instead of staying alert. When you're in front of a screen, the brain's alert. It's paying attention. It's on guard. Instead of slowly winding down to sleep, grab a book instead, right? Not only that, but cortisol is scrolling before bed, especially social media or the news, can spike stress hormones and overactivate the nervous system. So less screen time equals calmer mind and body. It reduces cortisol when we put down that device or turn off the television. When you put away the screen in the last hour before bed, you're going to have more energy and focus in the morning. You're going to wake up more refreshed, more mentally clear, emotionally balanced. Your eye health is going to be better. You're going to have less digital fatigue because of the blue light and visual stimulation. You're going to be more emotionally regulated, gals. Instead of a device, you can read, reflect, journal, pray, meditate. There are so many ways to wind down. And all of the things I just listed are all part of self-care. And we want to be on a journey of self-discovery. So if you're fairly new in Snippet Land, that's what I call the journey to sobriety. Because it's not about the alcohol. It's not. When you've decided to quit drinking, what we want you to do is choose to go on a journey of self-discovery, which includes emotional growth. Or emotional sobriety, if you want to call it that, growing into the woman that you were meant to be. And so right before bed, since you're not drinking, I know you're looking after your skin. I know you're looking after your teeth. Why are you looking at that screen? Hello, the time has come, gals, to step up your game. Now, if you're still drinking, it's going to be tough because you're probably falling asleep with your makeup on, but that's okay. You'll get there, right? That one thing at a time. After all, this is Sanctuary Saturday, so I am talking to the women specifically who've already quit drinking, but they're in early sobriety. If you've got your nice skincare routine happening, beautiful. Now up your game by putting those screens away before bed. So gals, I got the idea for this snippet in a recent conversation with a woman about her early sobriety. I think she's in her first month. And she wasn't the first one that ever said this to me. It was interesting. I've heard it from more than one woman when I say, well, what's your favorite part of being sober so far? And the response is waking up with a clean face. Right? Waking up with, you know, your mouth is all dry and your throat is cracked and you realize your eyes are glued shut with mascara and your skin is caked with makeup and you're like, already over 40 and you're like, what am I doing? Oh my God, I can feel myself aging as I lay here. Then you got to get up. You feel like crap. You got to go into the bathroom and chip off the makeup and moisturize. And you know, it's too damn late anyway. You lost 8 hours of moisture. It's like, what am I doing? Well, that was how I lived all those years when I was drinking. I just couldn't do the evening routine. And so once you do quit drinking, it's likely that you're taking care of the skin. And it is a joyful thing. There's nothing shallow about that because it's not just about your skin, but you feel better about yourself. When you wake up and you realize you did your skincare routine the night before, you feel good about yourself. But now I want you to step it up, gals, and include that screen time. Just make a decision not to look at a screen for the last hour of your day. And this means you now have an opportunity to step up your routine, step up your self-care. Say to yourself, maybe I do have time to meditate. Maybe I do have time to learn how to journal, to pray, or read a really good book. Let's take that last hour before bed and really make it worthwhile. From skincare to self-care to spiritual care, it is so worth it to wake up in the morning knowing that you looked after yourself the night before. So, gals, today I'm flipping the switch and turning on the sacred mirror. The door is wide open for you today. You can go to the show notes, tap the link, and try out the old sacred mirror. If you haven't done it, what are you waiting for? It's very popular. That's why I don't have it on all the time, because it's a bit of work for me. I love it, love doing it, but I have other things to do as well. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the sacred mirror is a simple online form where I ask you a couple questions, basically open the door and allow you to share a little bit of your journey. And then in response, I flip on this microphone and I send you back a personal voice note, personal just for you. And women absolutely love these. I get beautiful feedback and I love it too. I love hearing about your particular journey and I love sharing my reflection. This is not about advice. It's definitely not a sales pitch. It's a reflection, because if there's one thing we need in sobriety on this journey, it's an objective second party who can reflect back to us what we may not be seeing. You know, those blind spots that we all have. And women will say the simplest things in a sentence or two, and I'm able to see what they're missing. Here's an example. I'll give you a perfect example. A woman in a recent sacred mirror said that she had done Sober October. November was approaching, and she said, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to start drinking again in November or just power through. Okay, so that's what she said. Well, when I saw that, what I saw, the words power through jumped out for me, and I realized that this woman was white-knuckling her sobriety. She was powering through. What does that imply? It implies she's using willpower. She's just holding on tight and hoping to stay sober. And that is so miserable, you might as well drink. Willpower is not how we do this, and we don't do it by powering through. We do it by going on this beautiful journey that I'm talking about. So I pointed that out to her, and as a matter of fact, she was very receptive and grateful. She responded, and we had a little chat. So I just love the sacred mirror. You never know what I'm going to be able to see that you're not seeing, not because I'm better than you or smarter than you, but because I'm outside of your life emotionally. I'm like a fly on the wall. I can look and see some things that you can't see. We all have blind spots, me included. That's why I have a coach. I would not go through this world without somebody, an objective other person who could help me with my blind spots, especially not if I have the audacity to be giving you some thoughts. Somebody's got to be helping me over here too, right? I mean, come on. So this is a lot today, gals. You're going to chip off the makeup every night. You're going to turn off your screen and you're going to try out the sacred mirror. There's so much going on in Snippet Land, right? And I'm so happy you're here with me. Did you notice, I can't resist mentioning this, did you notice the new intro I did today? It's brand new. That was the first time I said it. I'm going to give it to you again because I love it. It took me several hours to come up with this, and I tried out so many different variations, but here's the one I've decided that we're going to use for the next few months. I like to change these every few months. So here it is again, the new intro. Here's what I said. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets. That I say every time, but here's the new part. Where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness. One powerful snippet at a time. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.